Blondes with glasses, they can't sing. Blondes with glasses, let's do this podcast thing.
Welcome to Blondes with Glasses. I'm Becca.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're two best friends that live far apart.
This is a podcast about pop culture and feminism.
3, 2, 1, and go. Hi, Simone. Hi, Arnaldo.
Hi, Becca.
Hi.
So, this is very exciting. Shannon is too busy this week, so she told me to find someone else, and I was like, okay.
It's like you're describing your divorce.
She was too busy for me.
She's too busy to care. No, actually, Shannon just told me today she got her job at Target.
Woo! Nice.
So, I was like, get that employee discount.
What up, yeah. Target?
So I just came over to your guys' house. We had some delicious barbecue. Then we said, what should we watch? And we settled on Cutthroat Kitchen, which I've never seen before. And
what'd
I realized how many things you introduced me to.
This is our friendship,
yeah.
Pretty much.
It's me coming over and then you saying, have you ever heard of this show? And I go, what? What is it called? And then we watch it and I go, Baggage? That's my new favorite show.
The Big in a Bag, Big in Baggage.
I rather enjoyed Cutthroat Kitchen, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was bananas.
Would you watch it again?
Maybe. But I kind of do appreciate watching people, like, make good food. You know? And, like,
totally
skillfully.
They make good food.
They're very
hampered. It just looks bad.
Yeah. So Cutthroat Kitchen was, like, people have these sabotages where it's very difficult for them to do, like, basic tasks.
Yeah, so everybody starts out with $25,000.
Hosted by Alton Brown.
Yeah, and then the host, like, introduces a sabotage, and they, like, auction it off, and whoever bids the highest gets it, and they get to decide who gets the sabotage.
I think the best job would be to be the person, like, a producer on that show who has to come up with
the sabotages. Who has to come up with the thing, yeah.
Like, okay, so there's a guy that he brings out in a box, and he has to do all the cooking for the people, but he can only do it if you say K-Bob
at the end of every command. Otherwise, he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
No, there have been some gems. Of course, there's always, like, if you have to make something with chicken, they're going to take away your chicken. You're going to get either chicken in a can
or cooked chicken.
Or some sort of cooked chicken, maybe some chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. It was fun.
There were some good ones. I remember there was one that I'm trying to remember. I think it was, like, you had this kitchen, like, you had this station, but it was set up in, like, it was either a seesaw or, like, some sort of, like, merry-go-round.
Yes.
They were on, like, I think it was they had some sort of, like, automatic chair that would spin, could only, like, prep as they were spinning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There was another one that was, like, a two-story
house.
Prep kitchen, so they had to, like, climb up to it to start prepping.
But I think that was also one where you had to split it with two people, so you couldn't be on the same level at the same time.
That's right.
Jeez.
And they had another one where, like, the guy had to build his, like, prep table, so they just gave him, like, some cardboard, and he had to, like, fashion it together.
So this is, like, Double Dare.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, like, adult Double
Food Edition.
Adult Double Dare Food Edition. Yeah, I think that's amazing.
With chefs and money.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Oh, yeah. That's I guess we should explain that you win whatever money you don't spend.
Yeah.
On sabotages, mm-hmm. which sometimes is a lot, and sometimes is like $300.
Yeah, well, because some people come on, they're just like, I'm not spending money, I want to leave with this money, and then they leave with almost $25,000 if they win. It mm-hmm. makes it very hard to not bid. But then there are other people who are just like, I just want to win, I don't care, mm-hmm. and then they leave with like $50, and it's like, you're stupid.
Well, you can sabotage yourself like we saw this lady do, where she put all these other, she had nothing, no sabotages, and yet she went home on that round because she
didn't know how to do it correctly. Yeah,
I know.
You get cocky. That's what happens every time you don't have a sabotage.
I don't have a sabotage.
You think you can do whatever you want, and then you get mm-hmm. screwed up.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
And then they do silly trash talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they do that.
So when we were deciding what show to watch, it was either that or House Hunters.
Which Becca introduced us to.
I know.
Actually, you introduced us to all of the HGTV
stuff. Yeah. All the HGTV stuff is on you.
It is.
Is that your life?
That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. It's the tiny house shows now. It's Flea Market Flip.
I do like Flea Market Flip.
Although, I'm not a huge fan of Flea Market
Flip. I love what they do. I hate the setup of the show.
Yeah.
Where they've got this, like, fake competition going. And really, you know, behind the scenes, it's just four people who are like, I'm so excited. Like, they're just, like, so happy to be there, and yet they're like, you're going down, men. Like
but you win, so... like, legit. They give you, like, $5,000.
Yeah. And it's like,
I thought you just got whatever you sold your random stuff for.
No.
That would suck.
I mean, the prices that they get in, like, New York for their, like, bench or whatever, their chandelier.
It's a little infuriating to me as a poor person.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, seriously? There are people who, in Africa who need food.
Yeah, we bought these two lampshades and this plastic horse. We turned them into a bar stool.
$3,000.
$600.
Right? Like, they'll make, like, a lamp out of nonsense, and then they'll be like, starting at, let's put the price at $8.95.
Yeah.
You're like, excuse me, what?
But I really do.
Did, like, you mean $8?
I have no pity for, like, the people who show up, because they're like, how about $700?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like,
and they're like, I got a deal.
It's like, this is what you're willing to pay for this? Mm-hmm. Oof, that's rough.
Yeah. How about you reevaluate your life choices?
Because that's what to me HGTV shows are about, is judging those people on their life choices. It's
that's what House Hunters is definitely about.
It's going, how do you have that much money for that house? Like, what do you do? Like,
have you never seen that meme? There's like this
we were gonna have a $1.5 million house.
Where it's like, my husband makes artisanal peanut butter and I walk iguanas. Our budget is $800,000.
And then they have the dumbest.
Which, if you're in New York, that'll just get you a studio apartment.
Right?
Oh my god. Yeah. No, I really do appreciate. I don't think I would have appreciated House Hunters as much if I wasn't currently living in America. Because, like, whenever they do, like, we're moving to Norfolk, Virginia, I'm like, you sure?
Yeah.
Do you really, though? We're moving to D.C. and we have $300,000. Good luck.
Yeah. Or we'll just be studio. Yelling Woodbridge the whole time.
Exactly.
That last episode we saw with Woodbridge.
Yes.
That's like, whenever, I feel like when you live here, you can, it's so much more fun because you're like, I bet I know exactly how shitty these houses are going to be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I love those. I love the tiny house shows. But you guys, there's a whole other genre that I feel like I've never even touched. And the stuff you guys tell me about, I mean, I've never seen Baggage before, which is this amazing
Baggage is great.
Game show hosted by Jerry Springer about.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Much, yeah, really.
The thing about Baggage is it's so hard to explain it without showing it to people.
Yeah, you almost just have to sit someone down and say,
here, and like watch an episode.
You're welcome.
And they're going to open up suitcases with horrifying secrets that sometimes aren't that horrifying and sometimes are like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
I know. It's like, the bigger the bag, the bigger the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, those are great.
I get stuck on those too, because that's another great way to judge people. Like, mm-hmm. that's the cornerstone of these shows, I feel like.
Exactly.
Is that how you, like, want? Like, wouldn't it be great if there was a dating app that was just baggage?
I'm the queen of, like, trash reality television, mm-hmm. and I have no shame, and I watch all of my Real Housewives and Love and Hip Hops from my DVR when I'm at work.
Nice.
I have two screens, and at any given moment, there's like either I'm watching like some YouTube clip about interviews with the people from the Ratchet television, or I'm watching the Ratchet television. And then, depending on what it is, I'll go up to my coworker and be like, hey, I just watched the Southern Charm reunion. Did you watch it? Let's talk about it.
I'm just a really big fan. Like, the more ridiculous the premise is, the more invested I am in the show. That's why Naked Attraction was like, like, I need to watch this.
Yeah, there's something that keeps bringing us back to Naked Attraction, which is...
Naked Attraction is the best.
They're at Naked. Naked.
That one you definitely need to explain.
Yeah, naked. Okay. Yeah, so it cannot happen in America.
Because they're naked.
Very British.
Full nudity. And on basic cable or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
It's like BBC.
vaginas, boobs.
Yeah, so it's literally, it's... people are put in these, like, boxes and
color tubes.
Yeah, and, like, a wall is slowly raised to reveal everything.
Yeah.
Full nudity of them, and then they're eliminated at certain stages. Like, they see the penis, and they're like,
it's really, like, objectification of people.
It is, yeah.
The game show. Because, like, the first round, I think there's four rounds, and so, like, the first round, the person comes in, and they lift up the curtain, like, up to your thighs.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to judge each pair of thighs individually.
And they, like, and talk then, it over and they, with
yeah. And they have to turn around, like, and let then, me see the bum.
And then they randomly, like, eliminate somebody. And then the next round, I think they lift it up past your groin. So you can see, like...
But then people go and, like, evaluate them.
Yeah, like, no, they, like, bring you, like, the host, like, brings you over. Like, it's some sort of, like meat
that's
market.
That's a weird willy. Yeah, she's, like, really seriously, like... discussing what they're seeing in front of them and like, and how does that work for you? You know, like, it's so serious.
Is this ridiculous. A size that you're comfortable with? Like,
it's quite big for me.
And so, like, then they'll raise it up to, like, right under their heads.
Yeah.
So you can see, like, their chests. And then...
Then you see their faces.
And then, well, no. And then by the time they get to the chest, they're down to three. And then you eliminate one. And then you're down to two. And then the person who's been doing all the choosing leaves... They get naked and come back out, and then the last two people get revealed, so they get to see the other person naked as well, which I think is well-deserved. I think that's justified.
If you spend the whole time talking about their body
and so,
without them saying anything.
Then the person picks one person, and then that person has to decide if they want to go with
them. And don't they actually show them on the date or part of it?
Yeah, so they follow up with...
But they follow up like a week later, and they're like, have you texted? It's like, no.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're in love.
Yeah. But I'll never forget that one guy we saw... When they, like, went up and they showed his penis and he had a tattoo of, like, two elephant ears, like, next to his penis.
Yeah.
That was classic.
He got chosen.
He won. Yeah. He ended up winning.
Didn't he also have, like, a prosthetic leg? Or was that a different guy?
No, that was a different guy.
No, it wasn't. It was the same guy.
Was it?
He had a prosthetic leg.
And
yes.
Didn't he have, like, really long hair?
He had, like,
dreads. He looked like Jesus.
And that elephant thing, and then a prosthetic leg.
Yeah, and then didn't he wear
we
some...
We swear he's a real person.
Yeah, everybody go watch, like, episode 3 of Naked Attraction.
Of course, you gotta find it, like, somewhere online.
You'll immediately know which episode it is, because you'll see a prosthetic leg, like, within 10 seconds.
Yeah, so that's probably our most far out, I feel like, that we've seen the three of us together. Yeah. But then you also do tech... Like, because you were just telling me Ink Master.
Oh, Ink Master. I love Ink Master.
That is a different tattooing show than the one you showed me one time about, like, black-owned...
Oh, that
Black
was Black
Ink Crew.
Black Ink Crew is a reality show.
Now I'm trying to figure out how many tattooing
Well, there's Black Ink Crew, and there's Black Ink Crew Chicago.
Wasn't the original thing, like, inked or something, or...
That one's really old. Or it was called, like, Miami Ink, I think. Lisa Von Cat or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Ink Master is a contest. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a competition show. And then there's also Tattoo Nightmares, which I really loved, which is, like, these three people. Two of which were on Ink Master, like, doing cover-ups for people who come in with, like, the worst tattoos. Mm. Like, I got this tattoo in Mexico when I was 16. Mm. And it's, like, a doodle of, like... Jesus on fire or something. Or, like, Jesus smoking a blunt or something like that.
I would be very interested in that show.
Yeah, that show is great.
I always wonder about tattoos.
Well,
and
the thing about that show is that, like, you really have to commit to it. Because it's, like, let's say you have a tattoo on your, like, forearm. And it's, like, maybe, like, 3 inches wide. For them to, like, cover up that tattoo, they're going to have to do, like, a half sleeve on your forearm, essentially.
Right.
Like, it's going to have to be, like, 4 times as large as the original tattoo.
Right. Just get laser.
So all these people end up getting, like, gigantic tattoos. Mm-hmm. So those are always good. There's, like, one called, like, Miami Beach Tattoo or something like that. But that one's, like... It's this shop that stays open all night, I think, or something. And so they show, like, all the people that come in there. And it's usually, like, drunk people.
Right. It's basically
high
like an
people.
Episode of Cops, but with tattoo guys.
Did
but
we
with,
ever like, watch Hardcore Pawn with you?
No.
Oh, Hardcore Pawn is great. It's like, imagine if Pawn Stars was just, like, a ratchet reality show set in Detroit.
Yeah, so people... And you can tell they're, like, playing it up for the cameras, but I don't care. It's great. Just like, give me... I want $2,000 for this ring. This ring looks like something that you got for a quarter out of a machine.
Out of a price.
It's not... I'll give you $10 for... No! What are you talking about?
$10? Fuck you, I'ma call the police.
$3,000! No, come here! You ugly! I'm gonna beat you up! And then they have, like, all these, like, security guards, like, coming and just like, no, come here! And, like, run around the parking lot.
Oh,
like,
my God. See, I feel like that would hit a little too close to home, because you just describe people I talk to every
on a regular basis.
Oh, God.
Y'all don't know nothing about Jesus.
Well, that reminds me of Storage Wars. Have you guys seen that?
I have not.
I've watched a couple episodes of Storage Wars.
My sister and I, that used to be like our thing when we would be in a hotel. For some reason, we would be like, oh, we got, it's storage because it's always on. Like,
I think.
It's presumably always on.
Yeah.
And so we would just turn it on and be like, ooh, what'd they find this time?
I think that's what I really like about these shows is, like, all these shows are like, I started watching it today. I watched, like, 27 episodes. Like, you know, I was in, like, I was on, like, a flight somewhere and I started watching it. Like, it's just shows that you watch, like, at incredibly random times and for incredibly extended periods of time.
Yeah.
Like, we started watching... Parking Wars one Saturday.
Oh my God, you showed that to me.
Yes.
And I could not believe that there is literally a show about tow truck drivers.
Yeah, like meter maids.
Like meter maids.
Yeah. And so we started watching it on Saturday, and I think we watched it like until Sunday night.
And it was great.
Like pretty much uninterrupted. We must have watched like 30 episodes.
It was so great.
Parking Wars.
We haven't watched it in a while. Where has it been in my life?
I mean, there's something so nice about TV like that where you just turn off.
Well,
your brain.
Also, it's one of those things where if enough people watch it, especially if it's on VH1 or Bravo, they'll just make another city with it.
Mm-hmm.
Parking Wars Chicago.
Parking Wars
Miami.
Yep.
Oh, man. The parking in that city. Like, what? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Not what
it's great.
Oh, it's just so good. And then the tattooing reminded me of Skin Wars, which I actually watched.
Oh, I heard of that one, but I never saw it.
Shannon recommended to me, which is body
painting. Is that body painting? I wanted to watch that.
What's the point?
It's creepy.
Well, there's...
Are they naked underneath it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're nude, and it's like... It makes so much more sense that men would be the canvas because, like,
they have more to work with.
There's more to work with, and every time it was like nude women.
Do they put pasties on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then they're like posed, and there was like one where it was like blending them into like a supermarket shelf or something.
What?
Like,
but why?
Like,
but why though?
That's what I couldn't really figure out. It was like to make a cool picture or something, or to make like 3D art.
Because
in a
like
way.
Other
but, like,
things,
there was such a creepy vibe to it.
I just don't. But yeah, but why? Like, tattooing is a profession. Like, you know, people have tattoo shops.
Well, didn't they just do, like...
Like, nobody really pays you for these, like, art installations of, like, nude people covered in body
paint.
Yeah. But I also loved another show called Steampunked, which was also really dumb. But it was, like, a bunch of weirdos get together and, like, make a room, like, a steampunk room.
Oh.
And they do that for, like, a whole house.
They just, like, decorate it?
But why?
Right. That's another thing. It's like that does not become.
I just looked this up because Skin Wars reminded me of. There's a show on Sci-Fi called Face Off, which is a much more interesting spin on the Skin Wars because it's special effects. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like special effects artists that they get to do like crazy themed
Monster
special effects like
stuff.
Every time. Yeah,
I understand that.
Yeah. That's a
profession. That one's really awesome, but. I haven't watched it personally, but I would definitely sit down and watch it. It was called, I think it might have been called Nail Wars or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it was like some sort of nail art.
Yeah, it's just like all these people who do nail arts.
Adrienne was the host, I remember that, and I watch clips of her on The Real too. It's another show that I like to watch.
What's The Real?
The Real is like The View, but just like with like... Tamara Mori, who I'm like low-key obsessed
Nailed
with
it.
The Mori
Sorry.
Sisters.
Oh, I love them.
Like, and I just learned so much about them.
There was like a tweet recently from like Entertainment Weekly or something where they were like, "Happy birthday, Tia Mowry," or something, and someone replied to like, "What, you got a beef with Tamara?"
Tia's my favorite, but Tamara's the one that's on the show, and I'm just like, she's cool too. She's just like really religious. And, like, really all about her husband, which is fine. But she's just like, I love my husband. Oh, my husband. I love my husband. I love my kids. And I love my husband and my kids. And it's like, oh, so you love your husband and your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Getting that vibe.
And there's, she may or may not be a Trump supporter.
What?
It's like, yeah. Or at least her husband is, like, a person... or commentator or whatever for like Fox News.
Ooh.
And then I was like reading if you like anybody who would ask her about her like political affiliation, she would just like block them on any social media. So that like gives if you don't want to share what you are as and you have black boo, but if you don't want to share what you are, that means you're probably a Trump supporter and you just don't want people to like truly know that.
Like, I worry about Raven Simone sometimes.
Yeah.
She's got her show back.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about That's So Raven for a second?
You gotta show that.
I was supposed to... I saved something where it's like, this is the new theme song or something, but I didn't. I haven't listened to it yet.
Here's my question.
She marry Chelsea? Or
no.
Is that the character's
but
name?
But no, she married Devon, her boyfriend from the show, and they're bringing him back for real. But then they replace whatever, who's the kid's name? Her guy friend. They replaced him because, you know, he Orlando went crazy. Do you remember
all
the
shit
that he
was
Orlando.
Doing?
Oh my God, so there were pictures of, he did all these interviews talking about how, like, he used to, like, hook up with Raven Simone and how she had really light nipples.
Oh, my God. This is taking a turn.
And, like, all this stuff about her. And then he tried to put out, like, a sex scene. Not of her, but just in general. And then he would, like...
just like him
He would
in
just,
a
like, show all these, like, post all these videos about him just, like, being on some sort of drugs.
Oh, God.
Like... But, he got recast.
Oh, that's a good call.
But so here's my question. Like, is this the Disney Channel strategy, like, going into the future? Like, am I gonna, like, in like 2 years, am I gonna see like Even Stevens or something, like, da da, and it's like fucking 40-year-old Beans, like, walking around.
Oh my God, Beans is
back.
So scary. Like,
well,
you know.
I mean, Fuller House worked out. Like, for Netflix, so, like, yeah, why not bring...
Well,
and
Girl Meets
like,
World.
Lizzie McGuire better be
technically
next.
Didn't work. But I think that they're going for the whole nostalgia thing and that you're getting older generation and new generations. I mean, look at, like, the Toy Story movie that came out not too long ago. Mm-hmm. You have people our age going to see because that was our childhood. But then it's a kids movie.
Yeah.
So you had all these new kids going to see it, and it's like multiple generations, and you are making more money because you have all these different people from different generations watching it.
I just can't wait for the new Proud Family show where Sugar Mama's dead.
How dare you, sir?
I mean, unless she's like 200 years old at this point, she gonna be dead.
Nah.
Oh, so good. Okay, that was a slight diversion, but back into... why we love trashy TV so much. Although, I feel like... our old Disney
favorites. I feel
favorites,
like they're going to make it into trashy TV. I feel like that's how that's going to work.
That's going to be that, like... it's going to be that guilty pleasure zone of, like, am I really doing Disney Channel on demand right now?
Is this what my life has come to?
Plus, either you do that or do a reality show.
Yeah.
Like, the Morris sisters had a reality show on Style back when that was a thing.
And then
I feel like
Carters,
if you try hard enough,
anybody
will give you a reality show. If Travis Barker of Blink 182 got his own reality show, there's hope for anybody.
I did not realize he had a reality
show. He did.
Oh,
on MTV.
Oh,
the
drummer
from Blink 182.
Well, that's also around the time that, like, MTV was doing all those, like, docu...
Speaking of trash television... like, I have such a fondness for trash television from, like, when I was growing up. Like, Room Raiders is still, one of my
Next
favorite
Next was
things
the best
of
thing
all
ever.
Time.
No, I was all about Next.
Do you guys remember Trading Spaces?
I knew some people from my school who were on there.
What?
And then, like, I went, and so
is it,
then,
like, hot, like, Wife Swap or whatever it's called?
It's...
no, they, like, redo your room, but, like, make it really cool.
You, like, swap with a friend's family, and they design the room in your house that you want redone, and you design theirs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never seen that.
We loved that growing up, because my best friend, her mom was, like, an interior designer, and so we were, like... We have to go on the show. We have to swap with them. We would not do anything helpful to them. But it was also, it was like Extreme Home Makeover in the sense that if it was like a kid's room and the kid was like, I think I enjoy basketball, they would turn the room
into a basketball. Yeah, no, I can't remember like exactly what, because I did go into the room.
But
I can't remember exactly what it was, but I remember she had one of those like, those phone booths that are in like England.
Mm-hmm.
In London, there was one of those in there. It was, like, all these different, like, nooks in there. Just, like, I don't know how functional this is past the age of, like, 13.
Yeah.
And if you'll really want this. But at the moment, it was so cool.
Yeah. Well, I really do have to say that, like, trashy television from, like, when I was growing up had so much more of an impact on me and, like, my memories. Like, and speaking of, like, when you say that, like, that's how every, like, makeover show thing worked, because they knew nothing about you.
Yeah.
Like, every episode of Pimp My Ride was like, I occasionally like to draw. We've installed a 17-inch draw pad for you with, like, the latest Adobe Photoshop. And he's like,
okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I think also the thing is, back in the day, it was not trashy TV. It was just a reality show.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Now it's trashy TV.
Date My Mom was always trashy TV.
No.
There is no reality to that show.
No, it wasn't that trashy.
You
but
never
also,
saw Date My Mom?
No.
Oh, let me break this down for you real quick.
I didn't like Date My Mom.
So the concept was, nobody liked Date My Mom, but you watched it.
Did you
not watch it?
I saw like two episodes.
Oh my God.
It wasn't
Date My Mom is essentially like, so there's one dater and there's three date-ees.
And they hate your current boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like essentially what happens is the person goes on these three dates, but instead of going on the dates with the person that they're actually matched with, mm-hmm. they'll go on the date with their mom, and they will never know what the person actually looks like.
Wait, no, what's the spouse one? Where they hit the girlfriend or boyfriend.
I thought that's that was... show. Oh, where they send them on to, like, an island or something?
No. The show where... So it's just like, you're my boyfriend, my mom despises you, so then she chooses
Is she really going out with him?
No, so then they choose, like, different people for you to go out with, and then in the meantime, they're watching you on your date, and, like, boyfriend that you hate is, like, sitting on the sofa
with the parents,
and they're like, oh my God, they totally love each other. And he's like, oh, he sucks. She's not gonna choose him. And then at the end, they choose if they want to stay with their current person.
Don't they send like your boyfriend with somebody else to see if he'll cheat on you or something? Oh no. But
ooh,
so
should've pitched that.
Getting back to Date My Mom.
Yes.
So the point is you never know what they look like, you just date the three moms. And then what happens is at the end they make it real dramatic. So you're essentially standing on like Pride Rock from The Lion King. I'm not shitting you. And so like he's standing and then the three moms are lined up and then he says like, I don't choose you, and then like their daughter comes out and that's the first time he sees them.
But they get out of a car.
Yes.
Like
I
all
know.
Dramatically.
Yeah. Oh. They get out of like a limo. And so like that's when he finally sees the daughter and then he eliminates another person, same thing happens, and then whoever's left, their daughter gets revealed and they like run off into the sunset or something.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember this one episode and I wish I could remember the guy's name, but he goes on the date with the three moms and he's like, I don't choose you. And she's like, all right, you made the biggest mistake of your life or whatever. And the daughter comes out and the daughter's like pretty attractive.
Yeah.
And like they have his confession. He's like, damn, this kind of sucks,
but
I'm hoping that I'm getting something better.
Yeah.
And then he like eliminates the second person, and second daughter comes
she's
out
also
pretty
really
hot. And he's like, oh my God, like what's happening? Like
the third person must be super hot.
Be making like the best decision ever. And he like, I choose you. And her daughter comes out, and she's just not attractive at all. And you can see his face is just like,
I didn't fucked up.
Fudge my life. And they like, so at the end what they do is they have you hold hands and like run down this like beach. And so like they're holding hands and they start running. And like literally not even a quarter of the way, he literally just like slows down and lets go of her hand.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like there were a lot of like those MTV reality
shows.
Missed a lot of them, I feel like.
Did you watch Next?
They all came at the same time.
Maybe
was the best.
That's
like speed dating, basically.
Yeah, so
right?
Next
was
pretty
cool,
though.
You get a dollar for each minute that you last on the date.
Yeah.
But nine times out of
ten,
you get
that,
out of the bus and they're like, Next! So you
get a dollar. So essentially what happens is you come, you have a bus with like seven people, I think, and then one dater, and you come out in order. And so the longer that you're able to stay on the date, the more money you make. And if you stay out long enough, the person will ask you for a second date, at which point you can take the second date or you can take the money and leave. But I really liked Next because they were one of the first to start doing like same-sex stuff. Mm-hmm. So there was like an episode that was all like lesbians and there was an episode that was all gay dudes. But the lesbian episode like really broke down because the girl they got to do it was kind of a big bitch, and like she got through like four people and nobody liked her, and then all the people on the bus started making out and they just did not come out.
That's
like
amazing.
The last person to come out, she was like, oh, do you want to go on a second date? And she was like, no, and she left.
Yeah, no, but there were always people, so of course like usually they get out and they're like next, and they keep nexting on these people, so then eventually they'll be like, oh, I can't believe like he's doing this to my girls. Like, if I get the chance to get a second date, I'm definitely coming back to you guys. And then, so she'll be on the date, and they'll be like, so do you want to go on a second date or do you want to take the money and go back to the bus? And just like, I've had so much fun with you, I definitely want to go on a second date. Like, what happened?
Traitor
hoe. What happened to girl power? But it's never like more than like $50 or something. Like, they're not on the date for particularly long. Because
you can't be on the date for more than like an hour and change, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Boiling Points, also great.
What is that?
Oh, I didn't like that one too much.
Boiling Points was sort of like a prank show where essentially what would happen is they would set up like a situation to annoy or like anger people. And if you lasted like, I think, I can't remember if it was always the same amount of time, but they set up a time limit, and if you lasted that long without, like, cursing or yelling or walking out, you got $100.
Reaching your boiling point.
Oh.
But that show has posthumously become famous because Lady Gaga was on it before she was famous. She was, like, one of the unsuspecting, like, victims.
I don't recall.
And she looked really super normal. She had, like, long brunette hair.
Shall we discuss the shows that were like pulled off the air that we know about, like
Moment of Truth.
It's the best. So Moment of Truth came on, it was one of those reality or game shows, I guess, but it came on a real channel like CBS or something, and I just will always remember this one episode. Essentially,
well, that was the last episode that aired,
because they
recorded like 10 episodes but only 4 made it to air before they canceled the show.
Essentially what it was they give you a lie detector test.
And I think they ask ahead you, like, of time.
They ask you questions. And, of course, like, some questions are, like, you know, relatively tame. And then they get, and they know all of your baggage, of course. And they get more and more little scandalous as you go along. And it's sort of like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and, like, the tiers.
Yeah, so there's, like, a pyramid with, like, 16 questions. And every time you get, like, I think at first you have to get like 3 or 4 questions right to move on to the next tier.
Yeah.
But so the max prize is $200,000. And so the whole point of it is they'll ask you like a whole bunch of questions on a lie detector.
You have to be truthful.
And then when you come out, well, it doesn't matter if you're truthful because they know the answer. But then when you come out on the actual show, they'll ask you like 16 randomly of those. And so you have to answer all of them. And if you answer deceptively on any one of those, then you lose. And you just lose all your money.
Yeah.
But they have, like, your family sitting right there. And, like, your husband or your wife. And so they'll ask you, like, all sorts of crazy things.
And then the family can do, like, if there's one question that they ask you that they really, the family does not want to know the answer, they don't want you to be have the answer that on national television, they have one like save button
that'll skip a question
where you don't
but
have
then
the
they'll
answer.
Replace it
but
with
it could be
one.
A worse question, so you might as well just stop. But there's one episode where the woman,
which is the only one I've seen,
this woman, she was, you could probably YouTube it actually,
you can,
she was on there. And she was just a terrible human being.
Yeah.
And
she kept going.
And her husband, her husband was in the front row. And so she's saying, you know, like, do you love your husband? Like, no. Okay.
He's like, do you think about your college boyfriend?
Yeah.
They brought out her ex-boyfriend to be like, do you think I'm the person you should be married to?
Yeah, and I think actually that's the one that her family was just like, don't answer that.
Yeah, but then they replaced it with like, do you still love me or something?
Yeah, and it's like, yes, truth. You know, have you ever cheated on your husband?
Yes,
truth. She answered all of these truthfully, and she was pretty high up. And then the question is, do you think you're a good person? Yes, lies. Lose all the money and probably your husband.
She lost. She was at like $100,000. She lost it all.
I think that was that wasn't the last episode that aired. It's just like, this is like terrible.
Yeah.
Especially for
a
real
had,
channel.
Whole disclaimer too, where the host came on and he was like, "I don't think this should have been air. Like, I strongly object to this, but here we go anyway."
Yeah, and it's also just one of those things, like the things people do for money. Like, you will literally come out here, I mean, or maybe you were trying to get out of the marriage anyway, since clearly you don't love your husband, but like, in straight up on national television, just for money, be like, no, I don't love my husband. I wish I didn't marry him. Yes, I've cheated on him. Like, all this stuff. That is not enough money to like start a whole new life.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure you don't have a prenup. Oh, is he going to take that away from you in a heartbeat?
Yeah. I mean, that's what these shows do, is they expose what you'll do for very, sometimes
so
small
I pulled
money.
Up.
Yeah, or fame.
There's a, on Wikipedia,
all the other reality shows.
If you Wikipedia Moment of Truth, there's a section that summarizes, like, most of the episodes.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna read this excerpt from one of the episodes that was never aired. It says, the seventh episode is about a 32-year-old carpenter named Michael Greenland. Michael left the show with $100,000 after admitting to dating two of his wife's sisters and sleeping with a friend's wife.
Oh my God.
His mother was a guest and seemed most shocked when he admitted to making a wax replica of his genitals. He told his father that he believed he still loved him in spite of how he had lived his life.
Wow. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I mean, is $100,000 worth that, though? Because I'm sure your wife divorced you and took all of that money.
Mm-hmm.
And more.
Yeah.
God.
The people who come up with these shows.
You're terrible, terrible people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I love trashy shows and everything, mm-hmm. but I'm not trying to ruin people's lives.
Right,
either.
Like, with
Bachelor. Nor am I trying to encourage you to ruin your life.
Right. Well, with Bachelor in Paradise, where it was, like, potentially a sexual assault like happened, and so they had to halt filming and they did this whole investigation. Now it's back on.
Oh really?
Where it was like,
is that why it got like temporarily hiatus?
It turns out
you didn't hear that whole story. I've never even seen Bachelor in Paradise,
but I feel like all of us who like, because that's the best version of the Bachelor.
Bachelor in Paradise community really bonded together.
It's some of the best trashy television out there, and it caused all of us as fans to be like, whoa, like, we like it trashy, but, like, we're not asking for you to push the boundaries that this would happen. We don't want you creating this environment on a show like this where it's like, we don't need it to be that extreme. Like,
yeah,
we
but they
enjoy,
encourage
like, we're watching parking
drinking,
wars,
yeah,
you know,
all
like,
this sort of stuff.
Well, that's like what happened on Megan Wants a Millionaire. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, oh Megan.
She was
that?
Like,
so
she was one of the yeah, she was one of the contestants. I think so she made it to like the final.
She was on a few reality shows because she was. Do you remember that show?
She wanted a trophy husband.
It's something wasn't for the money. Beauty and the Geek.
She won that show.
She won Beauty and the Geek.
I do remember Beauty and the Geek, where they pair like a really attractive woman with like a extremely like stereotypically nerdy dude.
Yeah,
and it was that a dating show?
No, but eventually they do give them makeovers, and I think there was one like set where like the beauty started dating the geek. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They weren't that beautiful, and these guys, once they took their glasses off, particularly that geeky is like one of those things.
Well,
and they win money. In
yeah,
the end.
But
anyway.
So on Megan Wants a Millionaire, so she was on Rock of Love 2, I think, and she made it like to the final, but didn't win. And then they gave her own show because she had always said that she just wanted like a rich husband.
She wanted a trophy wife.
Mm-hmm. And so they got like a whole, like 12 millionaires or something mm-hmm. to date for her. And so what happened is they canceled it after three episodes because the guy who made it, who left in like third place, was suspected of murdering a woman and stuffing her in a suitcase.
Yes. And they could only identify her from her breast implants.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because
it happened.
He burned her fingers and everything to try to like hide her identity. But then, so they didn't cancel it outright, but then they found him like hiding out in Canada. He had killed himself. And that was promptly canceled. And then there's another show. You remember that show, I Love Money? That
mm-hmm.
was with all
Which,
of...
She was also on that.
No, he was on it. Well,
oh,
she was
he?
On it, but they also canceled that show too because I think he may have won it actually. So they never aired that either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or that horrible show where they, what was it with the housing and offering to pay? It was like, I can't remember what it was. It was something about like you would take money from another family or something.
I was gonna talk about because there was this list of like most infamous canceled reality shows or competition shows. And
I Want to Marry Harry.
Well, that was one. But don't you remember the
like
one we saw?
Like him.
There was two that were really bad. One was, and it was really like famous, but I can't remember what it was called. But it was essentially like
gay guys.
Yes, it was like this guy who was gay, and he had to pick from like a field of guys.
Oh,
some
of
them were gay, and some of them were straight.
Right.
And so the whole thing is like, if he ended up picking out a gay guy in the end, they would both get money.
Yeah.
But if he ended up picking out a straight guy, the straight guy would win all the money.
Mm-hmm.
What if you turned him gay?
I can't remember. But, like, the whole concept was, like, these guys had to pretend they were gay.
Yeah.
And it was really fucked up. But the other one was essentially, like, it was these people who had never met their biological fathers.
Oh.
And, like, yeah.
I'm
and so, like,
scared.
Yeah. And so it's essentially the same concept. It's, like, you're one person and they have like a group of like maybe 10 or 12 people and one of them is your dad and you're trying to like figure out who it is.
What?
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
would ever agree to that? Like what biological father would ever agree to that?
I know.
Like,
and
yeah,
then
that's how I wanted
it. It was something like that. I wish I remembered
what
it was called.
She didn't choose her dad.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, and so like, you know, you're trying to build this bond.
It was really bad.
And you know, in the
and
end,
you're always gonna have that like, hey, remember when you thought someone else was your dad?
Yeah, and just like, I really, you know, you seem like a great girl. I'd love to be your dad, but I'm not your dad. It's like, oh my God, seriously?
Jesus.
Not everything needs to be made into a, like a
right.
show.
Or at least not that. That's right. Show. How could I have forgotten? It was called Who's Your Daddy?
Oh.
That's
of
what
course.
It was called.
Of course.
That's what it was called.
Lord. It's infinite, it sounds like.
Everything is made into a show.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's
unbelievable.
Was a Fox Television primetime 90-minute special hosted by actress Finola Hughes. Mm-hmm. It centered on a young woman being reunited with her biological father, who she had not seen since she was born. Da-da-da-da-da. Controversy. What's the? Oh, the show's premise was that an adult who had been put up for adoption as an infant was placed in a room with 25 men, one of whom was her biological father. If the contestant could correctly pick out who was their father, the contestant would win $100,000. If they chose incorrectly, the person that they had incorrectly selected would get the $100,000. Although the contestant would still be reunited with his or her father.
But
why can't you just
reunite
with my dad?
They're all incentivized to pretend.
Yes.
To lie, yes.
Oh,
yes.
That is so fucked up. The idea that
you're
just like
you have my
turn
eyes.
Into a contest.
You look just
yeah.
like your mom.
Just like back in the day. What was that show called? Ugly Duckling or Swan?
Oh, The Swan.
The Swan, yeah. Where
that's
like
a plastic surgery one.
Yes.
Oh.
Where they
and then some people would hate their plastic
entire
surgery.
Face.
I mean, it's all like this. It comes down to like ethics in reality television.
There
and
are
like,
none.
Yeah. Like, are there any? Like,
no.
Yeah. And like, have we just given it a pass because we were so fascinated by
there's clearly yes. a line, but we don't know it until they cross it.
Right.
That's how
yeah.
we get so many of these
yeah.
shows.
Where
well,
it
also,
gets greenlit, it gets past producers, executives, whatever gets made, and then three episodes in, they immediately realize,
how many people
realize,
had to read
ugh.
This show concept and
right.
be like, that'll work?
How many people had to, okay, now we gotta find 25 men
who are willing
to do this? Like, so many people are involved in the production of something so heinous. And then the idea that it does get pulled from TV after a few episodes, so obviously someone at some point
yeah.
realizes.
Yeah. But
just
I mean,
like,
it happened already. Somebody got $100,000, whether or not you showed it on TV mm-hmm. or
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
just like, what was that show we were watching? Utopia?
Oh, yeah.
We were watching the show on Fox called Utopia that got canceled.
It was a multi-million-dollar experiment, though. It was just people trying to build
their
own.
It's essentially like they
Utopia.
Put, like, I think it was like 12 people or 15 people in, like, this Utopia. It's like a bunch of acres of like farmland, and they have to like try to build their own society essentially.
Oh.
And so like, and then what happens throughout is they get like the people keep getting switched out because they can vote people off the Utopia, and then they get replaced with new people. And it was supposed to go on for like a year or something. Like that was how
yeah,
in
and
the
you
show time.
And like kind of like Big Brother, you could go online and like watch them.
Like live.
Because I mean, they were living there, and it was like, it was relatively alive, like, you know, this happened a few days
I think
days
it was six
ago.
Months, actually. It wasn't that. It wasn't like a
yeah,
year.
But it
but
didn't
it
make
ended
it.
Up getting canceled.
Oh, yeah. What was that? Wasn't it, like, a British reality show fairly recently that was filming for, like, a full year, but, like, 3 months in, they were told that it was canceled or something, and that they
what?
Kept filming for, like, a year, and it was, like, out in the wilderness or something, and so these
I
people
don't
were, like,
know this.
Out of civilization
no.
for, like, a year, and then they get home, and they're like, oh, yeah, that'll never air.
I did actually just see a commercial recently for this new show, but I can't remember what it's called, but essentially it's, like, they get a bunch of people together, and they give you a suitcase with $1 million. Or, like, a ridiculous amount of money. And so the whole idea is you have to survive on this island for however long the show is for. But you can, the only way to get, like, real, like comforts and
yeah.
stuff is to buy it.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to decide whether you want to, like, rough it and, like, try to keep as much money as you want. Or you're willing to spend some money and sort of live in a little bit of comfort for the amount of time you're going to be on this island.
But I'm assuming you have to decide amongst yourselves. Like, it's not...
Well, each person gets their own suitcase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, that would be a lot more interesting if you all had to, like, communally decide.
Like Survivor type stuff.
Or, I mean, it's be like, I paid for food. You aren't getting any of my food.
Right.
You buy your own.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, gosh. It's basically, like, Lord of the Flies. Like, let's throw some money at people and see how much they'll debase themselves. And how much of their lives they're going to ruin.
Well, no, people will literally do anything for money. And now we live in an age where, like, look at the Kardashians.
Stranded
what are they famous
with $1 million
for?
Dollars.
Right.
They're, like, famous for being on TV. And so that's everybody wants that now. They're literally, well, like, sadly, American royalty. So you have people on there who will go on TV and do whatever they need to do.
Bachelor contestants, even if they're on for 3 or 4 episodes, can they get off the show, they are on Instagram, they get paid by companies to promote.
To appear.
$100,000 a year from Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For being on a show for 3 episodes. Yeah. Like,
well, and they get appearance fees to show up at places.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, they don't get paid to be on the show, and yet it's so lucrative.
You just made it a career.
Just to have your face in front of, like, other people.
And it's called, Stranded with $1 Million, is what it's called, by MTV.
Gotcha.
That's where I saw it.
And especially if, you know, your bad behavior keeps you around a little longer.
Mm-hmm. But what they're calling it, the real life Hunger Games is what they're calling it.
Did this behavior, was this before reality shows and we're just tapping into it?
Well,
or is
this
a new culture we've created?
I think what's happening now. No, I think what's happening now is that it's harder to like get people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like,
so
it's been done. Like, Survivor, like, when it started, it was so simple. It was just, like, people on island, like, surviving. And then you kick people off.
Yeah.
You know? But now it's, like, we have to do something crazier.
Yeah.
So, like, we're standing out
always
amongst all the... Like, if you go on the reality section of your television guide or whatever, there's a ton of this stuff.
Have we not talked about Dating Naked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dating
I've never
naked.
Actually seen it, but you guys have told me about it.
Yeah.
It's exactly
what
it sounds like.
It's essentially a dating show, except everybody's naked. Like, that's the hook. That's exactly
that's
what
right.
I'm talking
a
about.
Tail end of an episode.
Yeah.
I came over.
So, essentially, you're just on this island, and you're naked, and every week, you date 2 different people, and you pick one of them to stay. So, like, on the first episode, because it's always, like, a man and a woman. And so on the first episode, they'll date each other, and then they'll date two other people.
Yeah, but they've only been 2 seasons, and of course, because the 2 main people, they're there on the island the entire time, so of course they form this sort of bond, and then the question is, will they choose each other?
Yeah. Ooh. And so, the concept is basically, like, at any given point, so when you first start off, it's just you and them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on that first episode, you go on a date with each other, and then you go on 2 dates. Like, the woman goes on 2 dates with 2 different guys, and the man goes on 2 dates with 2 different
naked
girls, all naked. And
then
at the end of each episode, the woman has to pick one man to stay with her on the island, and the guy picks one woman to stay with him on the island. So every subsequent episode, you have 3 people that you can choose from, and you can only pick one person. And what ends up happening a lot of the time is, like, none of the people stick around for very long because you find somebody else and you're like, oh, this guy is cool.
Yeah.
Or, like,
except
you have a fight with somebody.
Except
for the other main person. So the other main person usually is the one that one of them falls in love with.
Yeah, because of course they have an edge. And then there's always, like, a person that sticks around for a few episodes, but they're kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they get really jealous because, I mean, frankly, if you're, like, the person who's stuck in the house where they're going on these other naked dates, like, what are you supposed to be doing with yourself?
Getting,
like, they're
real
dating
drunk.
All these people and just like, pay attention to me.
Getting real drunk.
So it sucks. And so they always get, like, a little crazy.
Yeah.
No, a lot of crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so eventually
you get invested
up
in the human drama, though.
Yeah. And
I mean,
then
that's
they get
The Bachelor. It's just people sitting around while The Bachelor goes on a date with one person, and everyone else talking about exclusively that.
Yeah.
And then drinking and just getting stuck in
that's
the
other
also,
thing.
That's
you
the
get
key
real
to
drunk
all of these shows. They don't let you use the phone. You're not watching TV. You're not on the internet. But you know what? We will give you all the alcohol you want.
Right. Mm. And then just fixate on whatever's happening in front of you because there's
nothing else to do.
And then they'll have a producer come and be like, so those 2 people are going on a date. I thought you really liked that guy. How do you feel about
that?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so, just get prodded.
I know.
It just sounds, like, absolutely miserable.
It's just so much manipulation, but people sign up for it, and people want it.
Yeah. Let's not even talk about the shows that, like, exploit, like, actual human, like, relationships, like Teen Mom. Mm. Like, those kids are now old enough
to know what's happening.
Yeah. Have you heard of the new show they're doing now?
No.
Teen Mom, which is on, in England.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, I love my British reality shows. I love Geordie Teen Shore. Mom. The Only Way is Essex, which you can actually watch on Hulu.
I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I love Don't Tell the Bride, of course. That's my British
show. Oh, that's another new show we're watching now is Married at First Sight.
Yeah. Oh, I keep meaning to watch that, actually. Yeah, really.
Which, actually, it's more entertaining than I thought it would be, but it has the success rate that you would think it would have.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, do you know the concept of it?
Right, it's like matchmakers choose these two people to get married. There's three experts.
There's like a spiritual advisor,
there's a sexologist, a psychologist, and there was originally a sociologist, but now there's not one anymore.
No, Dr. Pepper's a sociologist.
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, so there's no psychologist now.
Wait, really?
Yeah, her name is Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. But so essentially,
what
they
do.
She had
the last name Pepper and was like,
no, her first name is Pepper.
Yeah, so essentially, what happens is that they interview a whole bunch of girls and a whole bunch of guys, and they pick three couples. Mm-hmm. They match three people together. And the first time they meet is at the altar when they get married. It's like an official, like a real marriage. And then it was originally like 60 days, I think.
No, they had 6 weeks to fall in love, but now they have 8 on the
Now they have 8
season.
Weeks. So it's like you go on, you get married, then you go on your honeymoon, and then you come back and you have to live together.
Yeah.
So like they try to make it like a real marriage, and they've only had this is the 5th season now.
Three.
So out of the 4 seasons that have completed,
so that's 12
couples. They've had 2 successful marriages.
And they were both in the first season.
Honestly, it's more than I was expecting.
Yes. Yeah. But the funny thing is, spoiler alert coming up. So the most successful couple is like this girl who was on The Bachelor, actually.
Oh, yeah.
At some point in time. Her name is Jamie. And she's like a pretty girl. And then they match her with this guy named Doug, who frankly, he's not attractive. He's really not cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, she sees him, like, as she's walking down the aisle, and she's, like, freaking out. She's like, I'm not attracted to him. And, like, she's, like,
there's always at least one person who thinks the other person is ugly.
Yeah, trying, like, you can tell that she doesn't want to be mean, but, like, this is my husband, and he is not attractive.
Right.
She didn't want him to touch him. She didn't want to do anything with him. And then, I mean, slowly, like, his personality won her over. And so, like, now they're probably the most of the two couples that are still together, the most successful one, and now like she's pregnant and they've been married for like some years now.
Do you know how recently on The Bachelor she was? I'm trying to figure out who this
Jamie person. Otis is her name.
Okay.
Oh, but so I confused that show because originally I wanted to watch 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't think she made it very far.
Which is essentially like I Want a Green Card, the show.
Yeah. What channel is that on?
I think it's on Oxygen.
No, it's
not
on Oxygen.
Or is it not? Then it's probably, let me look it up.
Is it on Lifetime?
Now it's like, it's not even one channel anymore where you're like, oh, that's where all the trashy reality shows are.
Yeah,
like,
it's Oxygen, TLC,
VH1,
Bravo, Lifetime, A&E does, FYI.
Yeah.
Yeah, MTV. Like, they all do
Food
it.
Food Network.
Yes.
I know, it's cute that you still call yourself Music Television MTV.
Yeah, yeah.
90 Day Fiancé.
Okay.
What is the controversy on here?
So many shows for people to watch.
I mean, clearly. I mean, this was a little
TLC.
Bit more of just naming shows.
The Learning Channel. That's than MTV.
TLC was the first one.
The Learning
like,
Channel.
Where they were, like,
that's the most appropriate name for TLC.
I'm learning a lot about people's lives.
And now it's like Little People, Big World, or whatever.
Yeah, I've never seen any of the like Little People shows, and now there's like the Ratchet Little People shows, like Little Women or whatever, and they're all these different cities.
Oh, Sister Wives.
Oh my God!
Like, literally, we
no,
could.
No, didn't
here for
they?
Hours.
Didn't they have what was that show that was like I escaped the church or something?
I don't know.
They're
all those
like,
Amish
all these
shows.
Women trying to escape like polygamous cults or something.
I know, like escaping Amish or whatever that is.
Wow. So clearly, I have
Amish
a lot of
Mafia.
Oh, yeah, Amish Mafia. Oh, what was the one you used to watch called, like, they don't show it anymore because the one lady died from, like, cancer? Mob Wives.
Oh,
It was all these, like, women who were married to,
well, that was
to,
the
like,
last season anyway,
men.
Though, but yeah.
I swear, at this point, I think you could just put together a, like, collection of nonsense words, and I'd be like, sounds like a reality show. Like, I gotta check that out.
Because there was Mob Wives, and there was Mob Wives Chicago. They sucked.
I mean, yeah, we could go on forever.
We could.
But
and we should.
Let's, for recommendations, let's pick, like, one trashy show.
Okay.
Or somewhat trashy. Or, like,
Baggage.
That's your recommendation
I
for
mean,
everyone?
If I was really
taking
saying
my pick.
What I wanted my recommendation to be, it would be go online and find Geordi Shore. It's the British version of Jersey Shore, and it's so much better. They can curse, they can show nudity, and they're more attractive. And you learn, like, really funny British slang.
Yeah. And I feel like you probably need subtitles.
Yeah, but then eventually you get used to it, and then I was very proud of myself when
That's how I felt with Don't Tell the Bride, where it's a lot of, like, northern English accents that I was, that was impenetrable to me. Oh, that would be a good one. I would probably recommend either, yeah, go online and finding Don't Tell the Bride, which good luck to you, or...
Well, Baggage is still on Game Show Network. You can go on Game Show Network and watch it.
And then... I love Tiny House Nation.
You introduced us to that, and it was infuriating, but I really liked it at the same
time.
Yeah, those people.
It's like, because the whole time
you
live
in an apartment.
Yeah, you're like, you're insane what you're doing, but like, ooh, look at that cool storage solution that they came up with, or like, how innovative that stupid bench that they made for that lady. You know,
that,
like,
serves no purpose. Do you remember that dining table for 10 people that they made that sat maybe 5?
Yeah,
I know. Needy people.
Yeah, that's always gonna be my Achilles heels. Those types of shows. That's be my recommendation.
All right.
I would have to say, if you're feeling adventurous, nothing is better than Naked Attraction. Mm-hmm. It is just pure, unadulterated. Like,
but if you don't want to see nudity,
garbage. Yeah.
Don't watch it.
If you don't want to see,
it's
all
it is.
It's graphic nudity. That's the only drawback.
Like, they don't blur stuff.
I would honestly have to recommend. I'm just such a sucker for, like, I know it's terrible, but I'm such a sucker for, like, all these canceled shows that were so bad. Like, if you can watch that Moment of Truth episode, it's great.
Frankly, yeah, just YouTube Moment
of
Truth, and I'm sure.
Otherwise, from my heart, I would have to say, like, go on YouTube. And just Google some of these older, like, reality shows, like Date My Mom or Room Raiders. We didn't even talk about Room Raiders. I love Room Raiders. Nah. Room Raiders is the best.
Yeah, and we gotta go figure out what that parent show was, because now I need to know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
I mean, we're gonna type in some random search terms, and then we're gonna find out that there were 6.
Where your parents spy on you while you make out with random people.
And... as soon as we stop recording.
Parental control.
Oh,
I remember.
Oh.
We're now going to find that, and we're going to watch that.
Oh my god. Yes, let's watch an episode.
All right,
let's
go.
Do it.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.